The hockey competition at the Turin Games will feature more than 150 players from the National Hockey League. They'll be competing for 12 different countries, and when they do, the league will take a break. 15 days off may seem like a long time for fans, but it's nothing compared with the whole season that was missed during the hockey lockout that ended last year. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal is here to talk hockey and the business of hockey. Good to see you, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
I guess the big news right now is the retirement earlier this week of Mario Lemieux of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yep, he spent parts of 17 seasons in the NHL along with Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier, the signature players since the mid-1980s. His final number, 690 goals, more than 1,000 assists, but much more than that. This guy redefined his position. He was a hulking yet extremely gifted player and an ambassador for hockey. He ended up as a part owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He retired once before because of injuries. He's retiring again because of some health issues. One thing the NHL won't have to do is put this guy in the Hall of Fame. They already did that the first time he quit.
And he leaves a league that seems to be recovering from all those labor problems, a league that's also evolved.
It has, definitely. And the reason for that is that NHL owners took a very hard line with the Players Association. And in the end, the players accepted a big salary cut and a per-team salary cap. Now the NHL has reduced its spending on player salaries to about 54% of revenue, down from about 75%. It says it's going to save up to $400 million. Twice as many teams are going to be in the black. Fans are returning to the rinks, but there's still some operating issues for teams in smaller markets. They're sort of facing a choice. Do we lose $5 or $10 million, or do we spend up to the salary cap and compete?
So in this new, improved, leaner, faster NHL, are more teams competitive?
Yeah, definitely. You're seeing some teams that were at the bottom of the standings in small markets closer to the top now. Buffalo, Carolina, Nashville. You're also interestingly seeing a team that used to outspend everybody, the New York Rangers, suddenly, because of the fiscal restraint they're placed under, they're doing great. They're near the top of the standings.
And money issues aside, there seems to be a consensus that this is a better sport to watch.
Absolutely. Certainly more exciting, more offensive. Players and management got together, instituted a bunch of new rules to get rid of a lot of the clutching and holding that had characterized the league for more than a decade. So now we see a bigger offensive zone. Goalie equipment is smaller. Refs are calling more penalties. Scoring is up. The number of shutouts is way down. And they've added this exciting shootout to settle tie games. All of this has helped glamorous rookies that have come into the league. Two guys in particular, Sidney Crosby of the Penguins and Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. It's also helped revive a couple of careers, notably Jaromir Jagr, who's not slowed down anymore and he's scoring a lot of goals.
But you say there's some downsides to this.
I do. The total number of penalties that have been called this season is up about 30%. So you're seeing more of the game played with one side, one team, skating with one more player than the other team. And if you like just seeing teams rifle shots on the net, this is great. But if you really want to see 5-on-5 traditional hockey, that's definitely taking a backseat.
Well, speaking of traditional hockey, fighting is way down. The NHL must be happy about that.
Yeah, the league definitely is. This has long been a big PR issue for the league. But plenty of fans believe that fighting is a natural part of the sport, a way to police against cheap shots and intimidation. Now, 70% of NHL games, no fighting. Even in these friendlier times, though, we actually saw one of the great rarities in the NHL, a goalie fight the other night.
Surprised they could even move that equipment.
One guy, Philippe Sauvé of the Calgary Flames, he skated out to take on Colorado's David Abisher, who had pushed a forward on the Flames. They mixed it up briefly before a ref stepped in. But to give you an idea of where the NHL is now, Sauvé was put on waivers the next day.
So how does the Olympic competition look?
Well, Canada is looking to repeat. They won the gold medal for the first time in 50 years back in 2002. Wayne Gretzky put that team together. He's putting this team together as well. A couple other players to look for. Dominic Hasek at age 41 could be the goaltender for the Czech Republic. And for the Americans, Chris Chelios at age 44 back on the team. He first played for the U.S. in 1984 as an amateur and then again in 98 and 2002 when pros were allowed into the games.
Thank you, Stefan. Have a great weekend.
You too, Michelle. Thanks.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.